The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley in here. She could go into labor any moment, y'all.
Woo!
And Aviana Berrientos, Daniel Tag, and Elizabeth Albert. And so
I should have had one of y'all bring a workout ball for me to just.
I know.
I have one in my car.
We had too much fun before we even got on the air today, didn't we?
I was just picking up like bits of your guys' conversation. I was like, what?
What are they doing over there?
Pretty much. Like things are like little swabs are sticking out of your mouth.
I know. So I did my genetic testing because I'm testing this company before I agree to decide if I want to, and I won't say who, but you know, I don't do anything without thoroughly checking it out before I would tell our listeners to, to spend their hard earned money on it. So, I'm doing this genetic testing to find out some stuff about myself, but you have to put two sets. Well, you're supposed to do them one at a time, but I'm a multitasker, so I'm not doing one swab for 30 seconds.
That you could do too much time.
You fed two birds with one scone.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I put one in each cheek, 30 seconds, then you get have to. I'm like, I go live soon. I gotta hurry this up. And so then you give it 60 seconds to dry out. Then you put it in the thing, and then they ask all these questions about you.
That was hilarious.
Like,
give them my age? What are they?
It's none of their business. It's none of anybody's business.
They don't
you
even know?
Know
my height. They're supposed to give me.
Exactly.
What difference is that going to make?
And they want to know how much I weigh? Like, what? Why? It's a genetic test. Is that what they ask you when you're looking for your, your genetics? Like, what, you know, where you were? Your ancestry.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because, Do they ask you that when you do that? Does anybody know?
I wouldn't imagine because it has nothing to do with your ancestry. But
they
like you said.
They probably do.
Yeah. They probably do.
Yeah, they do on everything.
Makes no sense.
I'm already a little suspicious by them asking those questions because they're the ones that are the genius about giving me all the information, right?
Right.
You know what? So, give me your birth date.
Yeah.
And your, know, where are you from?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let's put your ass on the scale.
Hilarious. I just had to fill out all the information for a passport, but they need that information truly on a passport.
Well, I don't even know because I never weigh myself. The last time I weighed myself was about 14 years ago when I was pregnant with my second child. I don't weigh myself.
I'm with you.
That's a good stage.
I look in the mirror, and if I like what I see, I'm okay.
Exactly.
You know, it's
more about how you feel.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not getting caught up in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually weighed myself this morning, though.
Did you weigh yourself?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going through a phase where I was trying to build weight, and now I'm trying to maintain. So,
okay.
Yeah.
You got to look at yourself naked in the mirror every day, Daniel.
And I don't look at myself
the
yourself.
Best time is when you wake up in the morning.
That's when I do it,
after you go to the restroom.
Yep.
Definitely.
Now, or sometimes at night, you know, depends, you know, when you're just, you know. I'm
just depends. When you're pregnant, it doesn't change. So. Yeah. Morning or night, you're going to look the same.
Yeah. Oh, I don't look in the mirror a lot. Like this morning, I looked in the mirror at like 11:30 when I was downstairs in the parking lot, putting on just some lipstick and some mascara and powder my nose before I came upstairs. That's it. In fact, Sean Wells, who just had hip surgery 2 days ago.
It was Tuesday. So it was yesterday.
No, was it yesterday when he
Today's
went?
Wednesday.
I think
it
was
yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
No, it was not Monday.
Hip surgery for just
I don't, you know.
Torn labrum, and then they need to clean up some stuff in the hip overall.
Yeah.
How's he doing? He's okay?
He's doing pretty good. They kept up, and it's really nice, too, because his
drugs.
Doctor actually sent us notes like actually speaking into the phone saying exactly what he did. So us as his trainers, because he has a whole group of us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really know what's going on, which was really, really helpful.
Well, you know, that's cool. One of the things I wanted to talk about today is how do, if you are injured, because I injured my back jumping the fence a couple of days ago.
Jumping the fence.
I jumped the fence at my house because I didn't.
You know, what are you doing? Your toe is already hurt.
Well, my hamstring. My toe is healed. Because
hello.
Let's break something else.
Well, you know why? Because I eat so well. Like, seriously, I have such great nutrition. And my but to get back to Sean, so I want to, for people that are maybe preparing for surgery, Thorne, our Thorne Dispensary, mm-hmm. which is on the OneLifeRadio.com website, has this new probiotic formula. And it's supposed to, let's see, it says, well-researched strain of Lactobacillus plantarum. Studies indicate post-surgery immune support. So I ordered him some of this.
Oh, cool.
And I was waiting to get it. I should
that
have gotten
nice
it.
Of you.
Yeah, so I got him that. And so it reclaim your gut health. It's just one of their products. And, you know, Sean and I both love Thorne. So
you know what else is really good to do? Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going
to
say, if they go shop it, they get 20% off. Anybody?
Right, 20% off on our, from
which
our website.
Mm-hmm. And this time of year, if you go in and you get antibiotics to the doctor, which you really shouldn't, you need to go get some of these probiotics to once you cycle off of those to help that gut bacteria get back to normal.
Yeah, you know,
I would say don't take
it
in the first
gut,
point,
guys.
But
you got to get your immune system strong. I mean, I survived cat scratch fever.
Wow,
a couple of years ago.
Is that a real thing?
Yes. Yeah, it's a real thing. What are you looking? What are you
really?
Yeah,
that's a real thing.
Really? Yes,
tell me about it.
Yeah. Well, I got bit by my cat Bounder. He was indoor outdoor, because when I rescued him, he was an outdoor cat. Anyway, he tragically and accidentally got run over, and he died in my hand.
This
in
was
his mouth.
The day I started working here.
Right.
Oh, geez. Oh my
or the gosh. Day before
or the
or
day
something.
Before. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
I
so
it.
I was really, really sick. And there was at one point I really thought I was going to die. And I thought, and I'm serious. And so I laid in bed and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to have to go to the hospital in the morning. And I'm very allergic to antibiotics. And so they always said if I ended up in a situation like that, they would have to give me an IV of antibiotics in one arm and an IV of antihistamine in the other. So thank goodness I never had to find out. But that's one of the reasons I take care of my health. I really want to be strong. And I don't think anybody can afford to be sick. But yeah, no, it was really scary. But so I put Manuka honey all over my hand and dipped it in, like, seriously, like Winnie the Pooh, and had it all wrapped up. And then, of course, I was bombarding my body with probiotics and oil of oregano, and doing Epsom salt soaks like twice a day, and getting rid, you know, the honey thing. It was a whole protocol that I got from all my best friends from here on the show that really gave me information. Here's what you need to do. But my body, my temperature got really, really high one night, but then it broke, and here I am. But yeah, I mean, I had the blood, you know, you see the, you know, the poisoning going down your arm, which is extremely dangerous. That means that you really could, like, lose it.
Wow.
but yeah, so anyway, but I had to jump the fence the other day because I couldn't, my clicker wouldn't work, and I couldn't remember the new code because I got all the security, you know, revamped.
Yeah.
And so, oh my gosh. And so I thought, I'm going to have to jump the fence. So I jumped the fence successfully. I didn't realize, like, the next, you know, like that night, I'm like, damn, my back is killing me. But I didn't put two and two together because that's just my life. You know, sometimes you got to jump the fence.
Right.
But it's funny. So the next day, Francisca said to me, why is your leg all scratched up? And I'm like, I don't know. I wonder if the dog did it. Well, when I was taking a shower yesterday, I realized, duh, that my leg got scratched up from jumping the fence because of the bushes.
Oh, man.
You know, the bushes, like, scratched up my legs. Yeah. But I couldn't figure it out. Like, I don't know. Anyway.
With some aloe vera on it.
Aloe vera, yeah.
Alcohol, aloe vera.
Yeah. I just put on some natural cream. It'll heal.
Yeah,
you know, you've got an immune system that is meant, it's
I mean,
in place
broken
to help
toes,
you get well.
Scratches,
yeah.
There's nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Having an aloe vera plant at home, though, is really good. We used to use that all the time growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it is good.
Yeah.
You, like,
it is.
Break open the leaf.
I've got big, huge aloe vera plants on my property that are as big as this table almost.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they're no stuff.
They're huge.
They can heal anyone.
They're in the front.
Take that field trip, Daniel, to
I know.
Bernadette's and get some.
Yeah, you can come get yourself a branch.
There we go.
I'm serious.
Slice it off.
I think it. I don't think it. Does it hurt them?
It doesn't hurt them, but it doesn't last. It doesn't maintain its healing properties very well once it's out of the plant. It's only like a few hours.
So, okay, mountain man, when you're up in the mountains and you see aloe vera, I guess you'd have to be in the desert mountains.
Yeah, I've never been up in the mountains to see aloe vera.
You haven't?
it'd probably be more of a desert thing.
Yeah, it's a desert thing.
Yeah.
Well, there's deserts in the mountain too.
Desert is a void
is.
Of life, so there is, but I don't think it's going to be warm enough where I go up in the mountains to see aloe vera plants.
Yeah.
I'm sure there
I'm
are
thinking
some
in Arizona, yeah. I've climbed some mountains in Arizona.
Arizona,
I've
California,
dropped down ravines in Arizona.
Yeah, they might have them there, but they don't have them in Colorado where I've been.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No.
Should a girl always carry a compass?
Everyone should carry a compass. That's not that's kind of sexist right there. Why a girl?
I don't know.
Everyone should carry a compass.
I'm just speaking for myself.
So every time I have a compass in my go bag, I have a compass every time I go up in the mountains, and then my phone is my compass. I have a compass in my phone for, like, you know, city life.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I have a compass in my vehicle. So.
Yeah, I was going to say you should always have a compass in your car.
Yeah, most.
Even if you've got the little digital stuff, it could fail, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep.
I got my
just
Google Maps.
Orientate yourself, like in.
So what if your phone's dead? My phone was dead on the freeway the other day.
Mm-hmm. I have a portable charger.
There we go. Good.
Yeah.
Job.
Look at you. I do too, but I don't know how to hook it up yet. Marie got it for my birthday. we've got a really great show coming up today. We're going to be talking with Daniel Tagg about hypothermia, what to know and how to treat it. The whole country's cold right now. Maybe mm-hmm. Florida's the only place that's warm.
It's warm here. It's not that cold here.
It is cold.
It's warmer today, but it was colder than a bejesus the other day.
It really was. 27 degrees.
But you know what I did
only
this morning? Because cold is good for you, right?
It is.
And I knew I wasn't going to have time to take a shower, so I was out rinsing down like the back deck because my boy dogs pee on everything.
Oh, geez.
And so I sprayed really cold water all over my legs.
Nice.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you took a shower.
No. Just give
off.
Me a little morning shock. It's good for you, right?
It really is.
All right. Well, we're going to talk all about everything with Daniel Tagg and Elizabeth Albert. And, you know, on the cover of Cosmo, it's got your 2019 sex and dating strategy. We should check that out, don't you think?
Yes, we should.
Sure. We should. All right. Absolutely. Okay. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
This holiday season, give the gift of proper elimination. The modern day toilet is convenient, but it has one major fault. It requires us to sit. While sitting to do our business may be considered civilized, studies show that the natural squat position improves our ability to eliminate. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Happy holidays to you. Poop, poop, be doo.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracell in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
I love this song.
Who's it by? Reverse it.
Your turn.
It's reverse day.
Oh. You know.
That's awesome.
You know that group.
I love it.
Yeah, my brain's gone blank. But this song. Yeah, this song does something to me. Let me just say that.
This is the Bee Gees. So,
Is this the Bee Gees? Yeah, it's the Bee Gees. You've never heard this song?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I love the Bee Gees though.
Oh, yeah. No, this is, I think this is, I remember the first time I, an old friend of mine and I shut down the Grapevine Bar one night, singing it and dancing on top of the pool table.
Sounds like my kind of night. Love that.
Anyway, oh my gosh. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. I feel like I got a part-time job filling out this questionnaire for this genetic company. I'm not going to say their name. They want to know how much wine I drink. What are some of the other questions?
How much sun exposure do you get? How much do you sit per day?
You know what you should do? You should call them and like just ask, what is the relevancy of these questions to the data you're going to give me?
Right.
Like, why?
Why?
And
why
there might be a legit reason.
Maybe there is.
Yeah.
Well, I know it comes with a consultation at the end with a nutritionist, and so maybe that's the information, but, you know, maybe that's what they need it for.
Right.
But we'll see. I'm going to be cool about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to give them the information they want. I'm not going to lie.
You know? I'm just making your answers for you.
So
I know you pretty well.
Yeah, she knows me. Lexi knows me very well. We've been hanging around together for a long time.
How long has it been?
It'll be 3 years in the summer.
Three years. Yeah. Do you want to share with our listeners what the news that you got today or no? The email?
From school?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm in, I'm trying to be a nurse. So I have to apply for the nursing program, which will start in the fall. And they sent out the required vaccination schedule.
It's unbelievable.
To even be admitted into the program. And it's like insane.
It's really, I see it as a violation of your freedom as an American. Seriously.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen when this all shakes out or shakes down. But
it's like I have to get like 15 by August. Yeah.
You or your child?
Me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
This is for me to go to school.
Well, and she's going to be nursing.
Oh, yeah, this is for you.
So we don't even know. Like, how do you know? Is some of that going to be transfer? You know, all the toxins. People can say what they want, but America needs to wake up. I've read a lot about this. I've read every book out there, and I'm telling you, where there's smoke, there's fire. Something's definitely up with this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and
I
you think about
that,
it.
Like 10 years ago.
Well, our grandparents didn't get, my parents didn't get all vaccinated up, and they lived, my father lived to be like 95. You know?
That's crazy.
And so, you know, you have to question it. You at least have to question it and have an open mind in a republic.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's really scary.
When I got the email, my immediate thought was like, what am I going to do?
Yeah, because what is she going
to
do?
If I have some sort of adverse reaction to all these toxins, like I'm a mom now at
right.
this point.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. No, I was reading some stuff about the MMR just the other day. And then you saw it too, didn't you, Avi? Where this woman like got like deadly sick.
And I have to get two doses.
And you have
August.
To get two doses. I
of
mean,
each.
It's like
of MMR.
Read the list.
Yeah. Let me
read
pull
it. It's pretty unbelievable. If it was me, I probably would file a lawsuit. I really would.
Right.
About my freedoms and my rights as an American citizen being violated. That's probably what I would do.
Is that all nursing schools?
I guess.
Sure.
Doctors, because nursing school? Yeah, because
my brother just graduated like 2 years ago. He's a nurse now. And
I'm sure
I had no idea
that
was required.
So you have to get two doses of MMR, two doses of the chickenpox vaccine, a Tdap, 5 to 6 doses of hepatitis B, 6 months, or what is this? 2 doses of hepatitis A, and then the current seasonal flu vaccine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
To even yep. be like submit your application.
Well, and there was a story that we pulled off the wire just a couple of days, like a week ago. A 50-year-old woman for her job had to take like a whole bunch of shots all at once. She died 48 hours later. So some people obviously can survive it, and there's others that
yeah.
can't.
But and they say to like plan accordingly, because if you're, you know, some of these can take 6 months to go through the whole process.
Right.
And it's like, what the heck?
Yeah,
that's
so
much.
Terrifying to me.
Yeah, it would be to me too, and I'm sorry.
And I want to get tested for the antibody on all of them so that I don't have to get them all. But
yeah.
I want to go to school. Like, yeah, what do you do?
Right. Yeah, what do you do?
Well, then, how much does that testing cost? Like, it starts to become expensive too for people that are trying to start a new career, and mm-hmm. that's, you know.
It's yeah. ridiculous. They trap
it's
you.
It's discouraging.
They trap you.
Yeah. Well, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. is one of the leaders of this movement, and we're hoping to have him on the show here in the upcoming weeks. He's got a foundation that he started as well. And I first started hearing about all of this from my friend Carla Palmer, who had a child that was injured by vaccines. And it's absolutely astounding. And you know, we've had Mary Holland, the HPV vaccine, on trial, and J.B. Handley. What is the name of his book? I can't believe I can't pull it up.
And How to End the Autism Epidemic.
How to End the Autism Epidemic. But we've got, you know, there's a reason for this. They might not be the only reason, but our bodies are so loaded with toxins now from the environment, from the food that we eat, from all these, from using something as simple as deodorant where you can't sweat and get the toxins out, you know? Mm-hmm. Or yeah. What Doctor, who was it last week? Was on the show, an incredible, he was like a huge scientist.
Oh, Dixon Tom.
Dixon Tom, who was saying that there's enough toxins in a half a tube of toothpaste to kill a small child if they ingested it. Now, typically that's not going to happen, but the fact that those toxins at that level are in something as simple as our toothpaste should alarm everyone, and it should wake everybody.
You're just
up.
Constantly exposed.
You're constantly exposed to toxins, you know,
your
by
body
these big
can't
companies,
even catch up.
Big chemical, big agriculture, big food, big pharma, and I don't know about anybody else out there listening, but I'm sick of it. I'm really sick of the greed that goes on in this country, especially. They don't have these issues over in Europe and in other countries across the world like Japan and people that have said no to the HPV vaccine. Until we have more research, we're not going to make it mandatory that we give this vaccine to our children, our beloved children,
right.
of all things,
right.
the future of our country, our world. So, okay, I'm jumping off the soapbox.
Yep.
You can see I have a lot of passion about it, though,
yes.
you know, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. I mean, I care about people. I care about my children. I care about other people's children. And we all should be that way. So, okay. I gotta jump down here now and like
take a deep
up.
Breath, Burn.
Gotta take a deep breath. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm back. All right. Okay. So I've got.
I was actually getting turned on right now. I'm not even gonna lie. I was loving it the whole time. You were in it.
I was. I mean, I'm very passionate about it. I'm passionate about truth on every level.
Yeah, absolutely.
You show me a liar, I'll show you a thief. And that goes for these big companies too. That, you know, pick the research that they want or pay for the research that they want. And a lot of our universities in this country that are bought and paid for on a level, a right. certain level. And so, you know, okay, now I've really screwed myself. Okay, now everybody, I'm going to get a ton of emails.
All about awareness.
But it is about awareness. It's not from my standpoint. I've got nothing to gain from
right.
this. I've got everything to lose by bringing it up, actually.
Right.
But I can't, it's kind of like you can't put the genie back in the bottle. Once you learn certain things and you start connecting the dots, you have to question it. If you've got any mind whatsoever, you have to question it at least. Okay, I'm really stopping now. Oh my gosh. So we've got Daniel Tagg in studio today. He is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center, and he is certified in orthokinetics, biomechanics of resistance training, muscle activation techniques. Daniel is a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in three different martial arts systems, and he was a wildland firefighter. We should add some stuff to this.
Oh, I have tons of other stuff I could add. I
You're
just
the
to-go to
man. No. I mean, people need to know who they're listening to. Yeah. And, of course, Elizabeth Albert, a dear new friend of mine, is the owner of Tread Fitness. And she's a basketball. I don't have her thing printed out. So I can't see it from here. It's too far
it's
away
okay.
from me. But she's awesome. And she's a trainer. She's a trainer. She's a basketball coach and is
Background
a quite successful.
Psychology.
And here's the thing, you guys, like, seriously, she's like probably, and not that this matters, because pretty is pretty does, you know, she is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you, Bernadette.
You're welcome. She looks like, what is her name?
Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle. She does.
Who's that?
Meghan Markle. She just married Prince Charles.
Yeah. Someone else was saying.
Not Prince Charles. His son.
Prince Harry.
Sorry. Yeah. Yes. I don't keep up with all that queen and king stuff and all, you know,
I don't
all
either.
The prince and princess. But,
I don't either.
Yeah, but you do
but
look just like
gorgeous.
Her.
She is gorgeous, yeah.
Thank you.
But not that it matters, because pretty is pretty does.
It's
absolutely.
More about what's inside.
It's what's inside, because you know what? You could lose your looks, and you are going to lose your looks right. as you get older. And right. so
says who? I'm not doing that. There's this commercial on TV where it's like this old woman, and she's like, who says you ever, like... what is it? Once you hit a certain age, you just don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like that's going to be me.
No,
be
I'm that way. I do care. I do care about what I look like.
I think there's a balance there, though. You got to care, but you also got to realize, like, things are going to change, and it's okay, too. There's different kinds
right.
of beauty.
Well, obviously, I care about what I look like, but I had fun jumping the fence and scratching my legs up, clearly.
Yeah. Right.
You know, they're like battle scars for me. At least I can jump the fence.
Right.
So, yeah. All right. So, speaking about jumping the fence, it was cold that morning. Daniel, it was really cold. It was a couple of mornings ago. It was probably 30 degrees here, which isn't like, you know, upstate New York or back east, but clearly, you know.
For here, it's cold.
It's cold.
It's all relative.
And so hypothermia and what to know, how to treat it. So define hypothermia. What is it?
It's the decrease in the core body temperature to levels at which more normal body temperature and cerebral functions are impaired. So body functions and the cerebral being able to think are impaired, right? So contributing factors are cold weather, wetness, fatigue, exhaustion, dehydration, lack of food intake, and alcohol consumption.
Huh.
I love how he smirked and looks at Bernadette.
What are you trying to say?
I just remember the time in college when this
he
one
cut
guy
cut his eyes at me too. I saw that. Hey, don't judge me.
She and I both like to drink, okay?
Yeah. All the time, and I am not ashamed of it.
Actually, what I was thinking
but
was
there's a balance.
There was a party in college where it was in northwestern Nebraska, and it was like freezing, literally freezing out. Like it was probably like 17 degrees or something like that. And there was a guy passed out in the snow that had way too much alcohol, and we found him and drug him inside. He probably would have died. That's what I was thinking
of. Okay.
That's too much.
So Bernadette doesn't do that.
I don't do that.
I clearly do not do that.
No.
But you know what? Speaking of that, one of my favorite holiday memories is my Uncle Kent and my father drinking far too much wine that we had just tapped the family wine thing in the cellar. And so everybody was drinking wine. I think even the kids got a little bit of wine because that's just the way it is in an Italian family. But anyway, so my father and my Uncle Kent drank too much. They were outside singing and they fell over into the big snowbank and laid there laughing their heads off, making snow angels.
That's awesome.
But what a great memory, right?
Which is fun, but you got to be careful, right? Because there's like three stages of hypothermia, too. Most people just think it's kind of like one thing. The mild stage is while the body temperature drops from the normal 98.6 to 96 degrees, right? Mm. And you get involuntary shivers, but will not lose fine motor ability.
Yeah.
That's kind of the
first. It's good to have a little, like, what do they call that? Therapy, you know, when they freeze your body? Yeah.
Cryo.
Yeah, I've done it before. Have you done it?
I have not, but it definitely does take down inflammation.
It's painful.
Yeah, I want to do it. I'm ready after freezing my legs this morning.
Yeah, and they make sure not to leave you in, because what do they leave you, like 30 seconds, a minute?
30 seconds.
Yeah.
And they're right outside
the
door.
But that's a long time.
Well, it is, and you know there was a woman that died a couple of years ago.
She got locked in or didn't get out.
Well, she wasn't supposed, she broke the rules, first of all. She was an employee of the place, and she went in the cryo thing.
By herself,
and it malfunctioned, and she froze to death in there.
Oh my gosh.
So it's, but they don't do that. That can't happen because they have, I can tell you, they have like people all over it. They're just waiting.
Yeah.
They literally wait outside the door for you to come out to make sure you're safe.
Yeah.
And they cover everything that could, you know, like freeze.
Yeah.
Like
so
bad.
Being exposed to cold is good, but you also want to make sure you're not exposed too long. That's the main thing. And it's not wet in there. Like it's monitored, it's researched, all those kind of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it help if you scream while you're in a cold shower? I know it does for me.
I'd say controlling your breathing is a little bit better than screaming. Just
I'm exaggerating.
But you might feel better if you scream.
It's radio. I'm exaggerating.
Yes.
But, you know, go,
If it helps you mentally, go for it. Do whatever it takes.
All right. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Okay. It's mistletoe season, and you know what that means. You've got to be chill and have minty fresh breath. You never know when you might want to kiss someone. The H-Hemp Company offers their Super Breath Blast CBD spray that is my absolute favorite hemp oil product on the market. It just makes me feel happy, especially during the crazy holiday season. Its small size makes it easy to throw in your purse or pocket, so you're never without it. Give the gift of fresh breath this season with a CBD kick. Two or three sprays does the trick and will leave you feeling completely refreshed. Go for it. Go to thehempcompany.com. Put four in your cart and use the code OLR1 to buy three and get one free. That's OLR1. Trust me, it's a really cool gift.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Whoever said you can't poop in style? The Curve is a sleeker version of the original Squatty Potty stool that will look fabulous in any bathroom. Choose from pink, black, gray, or white. Its minimalist design is sure to please the eye while staying durable and built to last. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Poop, poop, be do.
Did you know, when depressed, sheep hang their heads and avoid company? But if content, they socialize and wag their tails like puppies. Rams lean against stone walls so that other sheep can stand on their backs to reach high grasses. Sheep recognize each other by facial features, and when shown photographs, they can remember at least 50 other sheep and 10 human beings, even if they haven't seen them for 2 years. At Poplar Springs Sanctuary, you'll meet rescued sheep, like Fanny, who was found tied to a mailbox, and Adam, who escaped ritual sacrifice. Visitors' faces echo Anatole France's words, "Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened." This is Ingrid Newkirk with PETA, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by choosing faux fleece.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi mic'd up, Daniel Tagg, and Elizabeth Albert. You're listening to One Life Radio. I love having you guys in studio. I'm having too much fun again. I keep having more and more fun. That's a good sign, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
fun's good.
Great energy.
Yeah, I love doing the show. I do, and I hope everyone out there enjoys listening. And Daniel, it's always great to have you in studio, and Elizabeth as well. Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist. specialist trainer at Talos Fitness Center. He holds belts in three different martial arts systems. He is a licensed massage therapist, certified in orthokinetics and the biomechanics of resistance training, as well as muscle activation techniques. And he was a wildland firefighter too. Mm-hmm. So, and Elizabeth Albert is the owner of Tread Fitness here in Dallas, Texas. She received her bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of Texas at Arlington, where she also played Division I college basketball. She is certified. She is a certified personal fitness trainer, group fitness instructor, and a certified fitness nutrition coach, and has been a basketball trainer for 10 years. Elizabeth has a strong passion for fitness, nutrition, health, and overall wellness. Her goal is to inspire, motivate, uplift, and encourage people to achieve their fitness goals and improve their lifestyle. And I have to say, I love your gym. That's on, it's on Oak Lawn. No, wait, no. It's on Lemon.
It's on Lemon Avenue. In between Inwood and the Tollway.
Mm-hmm. Just right where I used to live.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it is. It's right by there. Yep. Near the Porsche dealership. Like mm-hmm. almost right across. Yep. Almost right across.
I always passed it and I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
I never knew what it was.
Well, so.
Come check
now
it
I
out. Come yeah. check it out after. Yeah.
I mean, after you have yeah. the baby, yeah. we should do
Once
that.
Once I'm bouncing back.
We should yeah. have like fitness parties there. Let's do mm-hmm. it.
Let's do it. All about it. I'll bring the booze and the yeah. food after.
For afterwards.
Heck yeah.
You know, isn't that typical though? That's so counterintuitive, but that's how so many people live.
It right. really is.
Yeah, it's, you work out, then you treat yourself.
It's really
yeah.
interesting, even when we get together as trainers, what sometimes get eaten and
Yeah. Oh, we're the worst. Are you kidding?
But yeah. you guys are both on keto, right?
Yes.
You
yes.
are. And so how do you balance? Do you ever drink, Daniel?
I had two drinks on Thanksgiving. That was like an all-time, like that's the most I've had in one day in years.
Really?
I have like a couple beers a year.
Yeah.
That's
Hey, well,
much
you know
it.
What? I have a very, one of my closest friends, Randy, doesn't drink.
Yeah.
You know, his father drank a little too much and he said, I would never do that. And so.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
But he's so much fun. He doesn't even need the yeah. alcohol to have a good
Patty.
Time. And Patty's the
Patty,
same way.
Yeah.
Our dear friend Patty DiBernardo, yep. same
yep.
way.
Yep.
Yep.
Her energy is outrageous.
I gotta say though, not drinking for since I've been pregnant
yep.
has been eye opening to yeah. how much money I can save.
Oh one, yeah. Yep.
And how much more fun you can have with people being sober.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I used to depend on alcohol so much to let me loosen up. And now yep. I'm like, you just gotta do it. You just
yeah,
gotta be fun. Yep.
You gotta stretch yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So it was nice.
Yeah. So, I'll try to do that. I'm going to pretend
Take
I'm pregnant.
Take a little sabbatical.
yeah.
You know,
well,
for me,
do
like,
it.
Not drinking and going out with people who are drinking and they just get crazy and obnoxious sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I would not be able to, like, be out. I'd have to be at home yeah. for me.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Know?
I don't,
yeah,
I've never liked drunken craziness. Never.
Yeah, yeah.
Never. I like having, you know, I guess that's because I grew up in a home, like I was talking about mm-hmm. earlier. It wasn't a big deal. And wine wasn't to get you hammered. You drink wine to sip and just relax with good
yeah.
food. So you're
yeah.
never out of balance. You're
right.
you're never like glycemic or not hypothermia, but
hypoglycemic.
Hypoglycemic because mm-hmm. you don't have that huge sugar rush because you're always eating food along with the wine. And so
right.
you never mm-hmm. really get drunk.
It's about the balance.
Unless
yeah, it's about the balance.
I mean,
a whole
Jesus
lot.
drank wine. Like when people say, yeah. you know, the alcohol is horrible. It's like Jesus drank wine.
Right. Jesus,
that was his first miracle. He turned water into wine.
And I love
That's
him for
right.
that.
Yeah.
I just love him for that.
Look at that.
And it was all uphill from there.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, let's talk about hypothermia.
Yeah.
Because, so. Well, you know, we started talking about it. You said there's different degrees of it. So
Three
you
phases.
Talked you talked about mild body mm-hmm. temperature drops from normal to 96 degrees.
Correct.
Involuntary shivers. But you will not lose motor function. What happens next? What's the next level?
Next one is moderate, where you go from 95 to 96 degrees, and you start to feel dazed. You lose fine motor control, like hands, and then you have slurred speech and violent shivering.
Really? At 95?
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Wow.
So then you have the severe, which is 92 to 86 degrees of the body temperature, and then the death is imminent at this point. Shivering occurs in waves. Then it will stop. Death is imminent. This is like bad.
So how fast can this happen?
That's what I'm picturing.
I never saw that movie. Yeah. Can you believe I've never seen the movie The Titanic?
We're watching that together.
Okay.
Oh, it's so good. I can watch it 100 times.
Really?
It's really good.
What do you say, Lexi?
Oh, it's my mom saw it in theaters when it came out by herself. And
oh,
then,
wow.
So we had the two VHS tapes, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I would watch it, switch them. Oh, as a kid, it was like one of my favorite movies.
Wow. Yeah, I've never
good
seen
movie.
It.
It's great.
I was busy working. Anyway, okay.
So I'm not exactly how long it usually takes. It's going to take a couple hours usually. Well, it depends on how cold it is, too. There's all kinds of different factors, but you'll see the stages kind of go, and usually tends to be you're wet during all this too.
Okay.
So, and then the shivering occurs in waves, then it will stop. Then a person falls to the ground and can't walk. You curl up into a fetal position. Skin turns pale.
Okay.
Pupils dilate.
Oh, it's my gosh.
Yeah, pulse decreases to a faint beat. I mean, they're pretty much gone. And at that phase, like some of these other phases, you want to give them like warm liquids and some food and stuff. At this phase, the stomach cannot digest food, so it's only warm liquids. If you start to feel any of these things, put on, you know, take off any wet clothes that you have, right?
Okay.
Put on dry ones. Or if, like, one time I actually had the beginnings of this and I had to take off pretty much all clothes and then hike up where there was sun and kind of be there. And I actually had a spare coat that I put on. Then I had to hike out. And you want to make sure you're hiking at a level where you don't create sweat either, because then if you stop, the sweat freezes, then it puts you back into hyperthermia.
So you were completely naked with just a coat on up in the mountains trying to get warm in the sun.
So actually, I left my boxers on because my sister was there, so I did not get completely naked.
Hey, if you're going to die, it doesn't matter who is there.
I still wasn't going to do it.
Your life needs to be saved.
I went through a river.
Were your boxers wet?
Yes, I went through a river.
Oh my gosh!
Up to my neck. So I had to. I had
you
a backpack.
You went through a what?
A river. I fell through the ice on a river, and then I had to climb back up. If I would have gone through all the way, I wouldn't have come back up because you don't break back up through the ice.
Oh my gosh!
And then I was in a canyon, so we had to hike up to the top of the canyon. So I stripped down everything but my boots and my boxers, and luckily my brother-in-law, who it was her fiance at the time, we had extra jacket and a spare backpack, which I always like to be prepared. This is why I put that on. We hiked up to where there was some sun, took a little break, warmed up, and then started to hike back 3 miles in snow, probably past our knees.
Wow.
Okay, quick question.
Well, let's just say you're – okay, go ahead.
Hypothetically speaking, okay, mm-hmm. let's say you're not prepared,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Like, yes.
That would probably be me,
yes.
All right? Your clothes are wet, mm-hmm. and you have no other clothes to put on.
So
you just take your clothes off?
Take the clothes off, because that clothes is going to be horrible. And if you're with another person, you need to – huddle up to
I
them.
I was thinking that.
Body
there
heat,
you go.
Right?
Human body warm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So technically they need to get close to without clothes, and you need to huddle together to maintain.
I would think that's better than clothes, to be honest. I'm just saying,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, it really is, because the clothes is actually going to hold in the body temperature on that person. It's not going to be transmitted to you as much.
Okay.
And then you need to get somewhere where there's sun. You need to get out of, like, if there's wind, you need to find a windbreak.
Right. What if you're not out in the mountains? Let's just say I come home, I slip, I fall in the driveway, and I can't get up or something.
Oh my
life
gosh.
Alert.
Call 911, right?
No, and I don't. Let's say I don't have my phone,
jeez.
and I get really cold. I'm like, I'm at 92 degrees. Let's say,
and
or no, not 92 because that's imminent death. Hold on, I'm gonna go back.
So you're at 96.
I want to go up to 95 degrees.
So you're jackhammering at this point, right? You're shivering so much that you're basically jackhammering.
Okay, when I'm jackhammering, if someone finds me, can they put me like in a warm tub of water and bring me back to life?
The best thing is not warm tub of water, is take you inside, put multiple layers of blankets on you, okay, and you can have clothing on at this point if you're not wet, right? Multiple layers of blankets up to 4 inches thick, and then feed you warm food and warm liquids. Liquids
are
huge. Yes, liquids are huge, though, because you need to hydrate, because part of the symptom a lot of times is you're dehydrated, so you need to get liquids in there.
I had no idea. Yep. I had no idea that this topic would be so interesting.
Yeah. And,
but we have to go to break,
okay.
So save it.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk more about this, how to treat it and how mm-hmm. to avoid it, because that's big.
Avoiding is the biggest part.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to talk about it. Everybody stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
So cold. Are we taking time or time out? I can't take the
in-between. Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat to poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with 3 brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight. Shh.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
The snow is snowing and the wind, it is blowing.
It's blowing. I love his voice. Who is this?
This guy who plays. It's the guy who plays in White Christmas. Martin Dean.
Dean Martin.
No, it's not Dean Martin. It's not Dean Martin.
Frank Sinatra.
Frank.
Is it Frank Sinatra?
Frank.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
There you go. Look at that.
Yeah. I was close.
I got my love.
Tony Bennett had a different.
Love it, Diamond.
You know, Tony Bennett grew up in my hometown.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah. Pretty sure that's what I heard. I've been by the house. No. When he lived there for a while when he was a kid. Well, he grew up in New York, but he was in upstate New York for a while. I mean, I've seen the house he grew up in, but he's an incredible talent. Incredible. What a voice.
Yeah.
Well, we were going on Thanksgiving. We had some radio station on that played. I wish I actually had the girls write it down because they were playing the most amazing music mixed with country music. Do you guys remember the song Elvira?
By who?
It's like an old song. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
I bet Elvira. Diamond, you've got to know. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't, but I'm looking it up.
Oh my gosh, you
maybe
guys.
Maybe you'll recognize the
It's
the
a
tune.
Really old song. It's a really old song, but it's a okay, she'll find it. I'm sure she'll find it. But it was like all these like really old songs that were so funny that like are sing-along songs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's nice about the holidays, you know, all the holiday music. It makes the air light. Don't you agree?
Very
totally.
Warm.
Yeah. All right. Well, so speaking about warm.
Let's
warm
get to
and light.
It. Let's get to it.
Let's continue talking about hypothermia. Oh, before we do, I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And I want to give a big shout out to our great sponsors that bring this programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. You can also get it. I've seen it at Central Market. You can get it at Whole Foods. You can pretty much get it anywhere. You can order online at sunwarrior.com. They are a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan and plant-based protein powders and supplements, I'm going to say, in the world, because they were the pioneers that really started this whole plant-based movement back like 20-plus years ago, maybe even almost 30 years ago they started Sun Warrior. It's Jan and Denley Falk and Nick Stern are the founders. And they're very cool.
Their bars are awesome.
Their bars are awesome. And so are their vitamins. So a friend of mine today asked me about and I can't say the brand name because I just don't want to do that. It just, you know, it's not good. But it was a very popular brand of supplements. And they also have shakes and they have nutrition bars. And they're very popular. And it's an MLL, or a multi-level marketing-like company. Anyway, he asked me, he's like, I got to order some more. You know, I want you to check them out, Bernadette. I took one look. I'm like, I already know. We investigated this like years ago. They're not good for a lot of different reasons. You need to do your homework. But the message out there to all of our listeners is you must do your homework and read labels before you put things in your body and just believe what other people tell you. Most often, with, they tell you that because they want to sell it because they're going to make money off of it, you know?
Money.
And so you really have to do your homework, you know? Just check it out. And that's one of the reasons I love companies like Sun Warrior. They definitely are not that type of company. So their vitamins that they have are all made from organic, raw food. There's no chemicals. There's no, what's
no fillers.
Yeah, what's the word? They're not
synthetic.
Synthetic. That's the word I'm looking for. There are no synthetics in their vitamins. It's real nutrition that is absorbed readily into your body. So check them out at sunwarrior.com. And of course, Squatty Potty, go to squattypotty.com/onelife to get 15% off. I just ordered a couple of stools myself for white elephant gifts with a little light on them. I bring them every year.
The nice. Moon.
But yeah, so check them out at squattypotty.com. And of course, the HM company, there's a special right now on One Life Radio. And it is.
Yes, you put four in your cart at hm.com and then put in the code OLR1 and you get one of them free.
Yeah.
One of the breath blasts. Might want to clarify that. Yeah. Yes.
I actually gave one to that same friend the other day and he absolutely loved it. So check him out at hhempcompany.com. And of course, Paleo Magazine, visit them at Paleo Mag online to download the digital version or find a store near you and pick up a copy. Always full of great articles, great information, and great recipes, I might add. And Cassie Bjork is a regular on the show and in Paleo Magazine. So check them out. And of course, the Well-Being Journal is heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. The Well-Being Journal is now available in both print and digital version. Order online at thewellbeingjournal.com. And so let's get back to this hypothermia thing. So let's just say I fall.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all making fun of me saying, you know, but you could fall in your driveway.
No, that's actually the more likely scenario for most people versus being stuck out in the wilderness like I was. So that's actually more
I mean,
relevant.
Seriously, I couldn't find my phone the other day. And what if I slipped and fell at the same time? In my car... I'm serious.
Or say someone's ice skating and they slip and fall and hit their head and there's no one else around.
Well, a lot of times I'll jump in the car, not typically, but over there laughing at me. I'll jump in the car and like this morning, all I had on was like nothing underneath, just a little nightie on. And I threw like a little, like a sweatshirt over. I did have the sweatshirt, but I grabbed my shoes and I did throw them in the car, but they weren't on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told you I like to go barefoot. So let's just say I slipped. And I was out there like that, and nobody was home because they weren't, and nobody would have found me, right?
That's where you need to try to start moving around a little bit and like start to rub your like armpit area, your groin area.
What?
That's going to be where your arteries are, okay? And that's where you're going to have the most bang for your buck for warming yourself up. If you're out in the wilderness, like warming up stones and putting them in those areas, groin, the armpits, it's where you have some major arteries going through. So like warming up those things on yourself when you can't do anything else, try to, you know, keep yourself in the fetal position to retain as much body temperature heat as possible.
Wow, that's fascinating. Yeah. I mean, it's funny. It is
you
funny.
You rub your groin?
I'm
picturing myself rubbing some stones together and then
the
putting them on my GG or my armpits.
Think about it, your
that's crazy.
Yes, it's legit.
Yeah.
Wow. What are some other tips?
So you need to drag yourself inside. That's the main thing. Get inside, get warm liquids in, and liquids with sugar in them at this point, especially if it's towards the end phase of hypothermia. You need sugar at that point, glucose.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So
okay, when you're out in the mountains, mm-hmm. should you carry glucose with you at all times, like an emergency pack?
Like a glucose pack, maybe. That might be good. I never do, but I probably should.
You probably should, Daniel.
I probably should, but an extra jacket's good.
We just saved your life.
You did.
I'm shocked that you don't have that in your go bag.
Talking about prevention, right? So when you're doing those things, put on warm shoes, like some clogs or something, things with like some fur, not fur, but you know, some synthetic whatever in there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, get yourself a little bit more bundled, even if you're just stepping outside the house. Because if you do trip and fall, you need clothes that'll keep you warm.
Yeah.
When you're out and you're hiking or doing stuff like that, wear water-resistant clothes, wear layers that you can take off, bring extras.
Well, okay, so I saw, this is a true story, just a couple of minutes ago, I was, about an hour ago, actually, on my way here, I ran into someone at a store that I was running in to grab something, and I said, oh my gosh, what happened to you? She broke her jaw. Okay, she broke her jaw was wired shut, and you know she had to tell me like,
that's terrible.
But she tripped over the dishwasher. Door was down, and she tripped in her home.
God.
So, and I remember Anna Dehara got hurt a couple of years ago falling off a ladder or something, and she was alone too, I think. But you gotta be careful. You just have to be careful.
Keep your phone on you. Yeah.
close the dishwasher.
And it's usually those little simple things that really get you. I almost blew out my knee jogging into Telos a couple years ago.
There you go.
It's a little thing.
Bernadette, don't joke, because if this happens to you,
I'm
not the show is over.
Yeah.
I'm
going to be doing this.
Stop that.
Pull a Kanye. Or who is it? Kanye?
50 Cent.
50 Cent. Whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Same thing.
You're killing me. All right, everyone. You know what? Thank you so much for listening. Thanks, you guys. Yeah. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and be really careful.